Maria Juanita, stop gossiping and come into my dressing room now. I swear, they get slower and more sullen every day. And for what I pay them? There you are, finally. I won't be needing you tonight. I've decided to attend the gala after all. I'll be out all evening so you can finish up your chores and go and do whatever silly things you do when you're out wasting your time and salaries. Oh, before you leave, the mirror. Yes. Yes, that freestanding piece of furniture right there. Turn it around so it faces the wall. I don't want to look at it. Just do it. And put these hand mirrors in the closet on the top shelf. No, there won't be anything else. That's all. Go on. Leave me in peace to get ready. Stupid girls. If dealing with these domestic employment agencies weren't such a nightmare, I'd fire them both and hire someone decent. Let me hang up my robe and... Well, this is stupid. How can I get ready if I can't look at myself in a mirror? I don't have to worry about my hair and nails. Though those giggling ninnies at the salon couldn't have been more annoying. But what about my face? Flawless, the witch said. How I despise compliments. Cheap little endearments people use when they want something. Like sugar on a leech. And coming from a common shop girl, as if I need her opinion. Of course, I'm flawless. The nerve of her even suggesting I might not be. Pilates and yoga and tennis and a diet that wouldn't keep a hummingbird in flight? I've earned my beauty. I don't need her silly little cream. Though, I do wonder if it's what she uses. She was gorgeous. That barbed little smile, so inexplicably confident. Those eyes, like, sinking into amber when she looked at me. And that kiss, the little touch of her tongue, like she was tasting me. Wait, what? She didn't kiss me, and I most certainly did not kiss her, did I? No, that would be absurd. A woman of my stature in a dalliance with a tawdry little clerk in some rummage sale of a store? Never. Oh, but when she taunted me and talked about me pinning her against the wall, reaching down into that thrift store skirt, I bet she doesn't wear panties, the little slut. No. No, I have absolutely no interest in stooping to some ridiculous fantasy fuck. Really, can you imagine if she could sink her hooks in me? I'm sure it would take her half a heartbeat to change her game from black magic to blackmail. A few dollars for some fake face cream is all she'll get from me. Though, oddly, I don't remember what I paid for her little jar of lies. I'll have my accountant check my credit card bill. If it costs more than I think it was worth, I'll have the payment reversed. Where is that jar anyway? Oh, here. I might as well try it, given all the time and trouble I spent acquiring it. What were her silly rules? Only use what I can get from a single tap of my finger. There. One tap. Now, let me blend it into my skin. Oh, it does feel quite amazing. It's probably some untested arsenic-based foreign-made swill. What did the witch say about it? that it was made from the petals of the narcissus flower and moonlight reflected off mirror still water. Funny that I remember that so clearly. It's ridiculous, of course. Flowery type for the credulous fools. I should have called out her lies on the spot. And yet, it feels quite silky and stimulating. What else did she claim? Something about the power of darkness, the tingle of the forbidden? Oh, and then she told me to imagine feeling it on my lips, my breasts, my clit, the soft, slick, electric slipperiness. I need a little more, another tap. Oh, it does make my lips tingle. Imagine me kissing you now, my little witch. Or feeling my lips against that wet cunt of yours. Oh, I'd wipe that smug little smile off your face and leave you drenched and moaning. No, stop. Why? Why am I fantasizing about her? I've never done that to anyone, man or woman. At least, have I? There was a boy, wasn't there? I can't quite remember. Never mind. This cream feels wonderful, and my lips seem fuller, softer. It couldn't be that the witch's ointment actually works. I have to see. To hell with her silly rules about mirrors. Imagine paying for something and not being able to verify the results. That's ridiculous. So, let me just turn this mirror back around and... Oh, my lips, my face, I'm beautiful. I look like I'm 22 again. It's like a memory staring back at me. If the cream can do that to my face. Where's the jar? Damn that witch for selling me such a small sample. Let me take a tap and touch my nipple. Ugh. And another tap to the other nipple. That's... Ugh. They've never been so hard. Let me just smear some more on my breasts. No. On my tits. Tits. Old ladies and fat men have breasts. We young things have tits. More. I need more. On my hips. I have to rub it on my thighs, spread it on my legs, my feet, my arms, my hands, my neck. Oh. Only a dab left. No matter. I can go back and buy more tomorrow. I'll buy all she has. Every jar, but one dab left, just enough for my clit. Oh, that's shattering. And look at me, look. I'm a goddess. Perfect face, perfect shape, perfect tits, perfect cunt. How could anyone resist me? Why resist at all? What did the witch say? Self-indulgence is my aphrodisiac. Let me just brace myself against the mirror, palm to palm. Press my nipples against the glass. Oh, so cold and hard and electric. Let me grind up against myself, cunt to cunt. Oh, I'm so wet, so slick, so beautiful. Oh, my nipples feeling like diamonds in my cunt. my cunt grinding against lightning. I've never felt like this. All those years of mannerly little cocks and timid tongues, and what best gets me off is this wet, sloppy grinding against myself. Oh, I should have known the only one who could fuck me right was me. Oh, we don't need anyone else. We don't need anyone else. We don't need anyone else. No, we don't need anyone else. Oh, that was good. It was so good. Oh, fuck your rules, witch. I'll look into any mirror I want if I see myself looking back all sweat-soaked and satisfied. You're so beautiful. Kiss me. Kiss these full, soft lips. So cool and firm. I can almost believe they're real. Oh, I feel your tongue tasting me. Wait. Tongue? How? How could I feel a tongue in my mouth? What's happening to the mirror? It's rippling. I have to step back. No, my tits, my thighs. I'm stuck to the glass. My hands, I can't pull free. The mirror, it's sticking, stretching like glue. I pull away from it, but it sucks me back. No, I'm sticking to the surface. My tits, my hands, my hips. No, this is impossible. It feels like some horrible cold jelly squishing on me, up between my legs, around my chin. No, I can't keep my face clear. Maria, Juanita, come help me. I'm being sucked in. Help me. Where am I? It's so cold, dark. I can't move. Wait, I'm drifting around. There's a light. The mirror. I'm inside the mirror. I'm drifting toward it. Oh, thank God. There's someone in my dressing room. They're walking towards the mirror. It must be one of the girls. I have to signal, but I can't move. No, it's not one of the girls. It's the witch. How did she get into my home? It doesn't matter. She has to help me. If I could only move. I'm drifting right up to the glass, face to face with her. Does she see me? She's smiling. I'm smiling. She's brushing back her hair. I'm brushing back my hair. She's licking her lips and I'm licking. Oh my God, I'm the reflection. I'm the reflection in the mirror. I broke the rules and now I'm here. No, please, no. Get me out. I'm here. I'm in here. What is she saying? I know. No. She's backing away and I'm drifting back into the dark. No, don't leave me here. Don't leave me here by myself. Come back.